another episode of the Blue Team Podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. I'm Colin Boyles, and with me as ever is Martin Smith. Martin, welcome along.
Thank you very much.
All right, this week we'll be looking at the win at Clyde. We'll be previewing the next two games, and we'll also be hearing from manager Jim McAnally. Martin, how has your week been?
Yeah, so far so good. No complaints yourself?
Not too bad. The weeks seem to be flying in. That's us into November already. Can't believe that the year's gone by so quick, considering we haven't been able to do anything, but hey-ho. Getting results.
Yeah, when I belong for the dreaded C words mentioned, is it?
Depends.
Craig, Christmas.
Which C word are you speaking about? Anyway, Clyde would be the C word as well. We'll just mention them as well. Saturday's result, again, a win against Clyde is always good, but beating him down there seems to be a regular occurrence at the minute.
Yeah, it's a good result, positive result in terms of how we started the season. It was a result that we mentioned last week. We felt was one that we really didn't want to lose the game. So the fact that we've gone down there, they only scored two goals. We played really, really well. Could have had a couple more as well. Yeah, was delighted from the score came through on Saturday that we'd won 2-0.
On the injury front, obviously, there's still a few injuries. Ferry was still out, Mulligan was still out, McKenzie was still out. Ben Armour was back on the bench, so there was only the one change, and that was Gary Fraser come in after his isolation. Derek Lyle dropped out. So a similar shape, that's kind of 4-5-1, 4-3-3 that he's going with. One sort of obvious change was that Freeman was playing at centre-half and Bailey was right-back. Now, what I've seen of Bailey so far this season, I think he's more comfortable at right-back and he seems to be a better sort of player at right-back and he's more comfortable and happier at right-back.
Yeah, he seems a little bit more, as you said, comfortable and natural in that position. I think it was also good to, as you mentioned there, Freeman sort of moved inside to centre-half. Third game the league this season, third different position he's played. So he's a useful addition to the squad. I think Jim's touched on that already, how important he feels. We've spoken already as well, that with the size of squad, the versatility of the players will be key throughout the season. And I think we've seen that on Saturday with Bailey moving to right back and Freeman coming in the centre to match up against Goodwillie. It's important that these players are as versatile but also comfortable in the position that they'll play.
And Jim said last week, when we spoke to him, that if you stop Goodwillie, then you'll pretty much stop Clyde. Brown, we know how he is with defending. He does like defending. Freeman, obviously, slotted in there as well. He seems to like a good tackle and likes the kind of aggressive side of defending as well.
Yeah, I think your modern-day centre-back likes a striker that'll pose a concern to your defence, but that physical battle, I think they do seem that it's more coming into the game now than what it maybe was 5 years ago, rather than defenders trying to play out and pass out from the back. Defenders are more willing to be physical and make challenges, and from what we've seen of Freeman so far, he looks like a really good addition for that. And the fact that his inexperience against Goodwillie's experience, I thought was a good matchup as well. It was interesting to see how that developed. I did think when the game started that it would be Brown that would match up with Goodwillie. To start with, I was concerned almost that it was Freeman being so young. But, you know, Jim sees his players in training and thankfully it's worked out in our favour.
Conditions were testing, shall we say. You could almost argue it was like a home game with the wind that was howling through the stadium. Yeah. Luckily, Clyde, in the way that they've got the three stands and the stand at the side as well, I think it's like a shopping mall or whatever it is they've got at the side, that kind of cut the wind out slightly. And Jim obviously again spoke last week about how good the artificial pitch is at Clyde, and again that obviously just helps the game itself.
Yeah, it was testing conditions. The fact that Peterhead normally play in the wind anyway maybe did give a slight advantage, but Clyde are used to playing at Broadwood, you know, they've done so for a long time now. Artificial pitch is maybe an advantage to them, but it was the Peterhead performance that pleased me. Although it was tough weather conditions, it was tough for both sides, and I think credit goes to Peterhead for their performance in the win.
There wasn't much to kind of light hope about the first half. I think it was kind of a case of the weather conditions didn't help. It was two teams that weren't really coping that well with it. It was almost like a typical Peterhead kind of performance that we've seen last season and this season already. That they've got plenty of the ball and look good with it, but not really posing too much of a threat up front.
Yeah, the positive side is that we've got the ball and we're creating chances, and also the flip side of that is that we're not taking them. But I think that will, the positive side, it will grow as the team get more used to each other. You know, we have mentioned that there is a few players that would just normally start that are out of the squad at the moment through injury. So I think once they come back and there's more of a familiar look to the squad, their play in general will become better, and I think that in turn will help going forward as well.
We should say as well, our three natural forwards are out injured, Lane, two of them are out injured, Armour and Lane. Derek Lyle obviously is of an age where you're not going to get 90 minutes back to back out of him. He got 65 against Cove, and I think it did kind of tell after that 65 minutes that he was struggling a little bit. So you know, you've not got a natural forward up front as such, as much as Cook does a lot of good work.
Yeah, that's going back to the situation with the injuries. You know, once the players come back and we're looking more familiar, I think in general it'll all come tee up top. As you said, Lyle's of an age where he's going to be able to play back-to-back games. Hopefully Ben Armour's not too far away from coming back. He's at Lane. We hope he's maybe back for Saturday, but also we heard from Jim last week and it was a bit of a doubt, so he was left out. So hopefully come Saturday, the both of them might be back, if not, certainly Isaac Lane.
First goal into the second half, 10 minutes into the second half, and it's a guy who seems to be growing in stature, in Lyle Cameron, who's got his first goal, his first career goal, and he's taken it really well from a brilliant cross for Ryan Conroy.
Yeah, the pass was really good as well. Diagonal ball across, it's one of them you like to see, it's a left footer, the diagonal ball across. And he's taken it really well, considering it's his first goal. I think it's his senior goal as well, you said. Mm-hmm. You know, he's taken it really well. Hopefully it's a start of him being able to chip in with quite a few goals as the season goes on.
And when you see him, he looks looks so small. And that can maybe just kind of go into his advantage slightly, because maybe folk are looking at him going, "That's this little kid, what's he going to be able to do?" But what we've seen so far, he looks like a really decent player.
Yeah, we've seen him in the game against the Brechin. You know, we did mention we've seen him, he's quite a little wee lad, but he comes shorter to get the ball, and he can pick a pass. You know, for such a young man, he's not got the height either. But he can certainly pick out a pass. He's not scared to come short, try and get the ball, go wide. He seems comfortable with both feet as well, which in tricky situations, if he's just playing off the forwards, that'll be a massive advantage to him as well. So, yeah, he started his Peterhead career really well, and hopefully he'll just kick on and go from strength to strength.
And the fact that Dundee have got him in a longer contract, he's already played for him as well, so they obviously got high expectations for him. So, you know, for us to get him for this season, it's quite a coup.
Yeah, it's a situation where it's a win for all parties. If he's playing well, he's in the squad, it's helping Peterhead because they're also doing well. And Dundee will get a player back at the end of the season who's benefited from getting game time. It's okay having bounce games and training games, but there may be nothing like for you would be as a competitive match.
Yeah, on to the second goal. It's Clyde's kind of own downfall slightly. They looked as though they wanted to play for the back. Peterhead's quite happy to press quite high. Stephen Boyd's managed to dispossess, and again, it's not just doing that one thing and dispossessing. He's able to pick out a pass and pick out Scott Brown.
Yeah, I think that was something we didn't often see much of last season from Peterhead, is that being on the front foot and not letting teams come out. We've seen it quite a lot last season where the Peterhead allowed teams to come up to halfway line before really engaging, and then, you know, would sit off quite deep. So I think that's maybe a thing that Jim's maybe trying to install the players as being more proactive and on the front foot. So as you said, Stevens dispossessed the defender and he's picked out a good pass. It's easy once you've done the initial pressing to sort of switch off thinking, oh, I've done my bit. He's got the ball, he's played a good pass, and in the end we've got the second goal, which has really sort of killed the game at a crucial time as well.
We talk about Jim Martinelli's record against Clyde, but that's Scott Brown's fourth goal now he's got against Clyde. So he obviously enjoys going down to Broadwood as well. So it's obviously somewhere in the water doing there.
Yeah, you tend to find that, don't you? There's just certain players like scoring against certain teams. It's slightly different, but you know, Tom Rogic for Celtic, he always seemed to love a goal or play really well against Aberdeen. And it's just one of them things as well. Scott Brown for PSG plays really well against Clyde, and normally, as you said, bangs in a goal or two.
And it wasn't just the fact that it was 2-0. I mean, it could have easily been 3. Boyd had a chance after a Bailey cross. You probably would have thought he would have stuck it away, but he's hit it over the bar. And that's kind of the pleasing thing about it. It wasn't just kind of sit on your laurels and be happy with the 2-0, but they were pressing and going for a third, maybe a fourth as well.
Yeah, we've spoken before about we can sometimes go 2-0 up in a game, and then if we concede the next goal, you know, the confidence for whatever reason last season just got shot and we'd struggle in the game even though we were winning. So it was pleasing this time we've gone 2-0 again, we're trying to get the third and push on, and we're not sitting back. It was a professional win in the sense we've gone down there, we've played really well, but it's, you know, we've played really well in the last couple of games as well. We just had a really good, barring the cold for like an hour or so, but there was periods in the game that we did do well. So thankfully it sort of come to you, the Clyde game is a away game, professional result, got the win and a good performance to match it.
It's a good win, as you said, but it's the manner of the victory as well. It's a pleasing way that they're playing. It's exactly what you want to see, and that kind of confidence amongst the players is growing week by week. So it's okay winning this game, it's on to the next game, and then obviously you need to win, keep winning and keep taking those chances, because again, as we said last season, we weren't taking those chances.
Yeah, I know it's a results business, but I think the performances this season have been better than the vast majority of what we put in last season. We've spoken about not taking our chances or we're creating them, but the final product, I think that is better this season, and I think, like I said, once players come back from injuries, we'll start seeing that develop. Hopefully, it's a sign of things to come, because we have, as you said, last season, we struggled, and I'm hoping that it will come together. But it's early in the season, but there is a lot of positives there compared to last season.
Yeah, and that's, as I said, Jim's 8th win now in 11 matches as Peterhead manager against Clyde. It's an incredible record he's got. It just seems to, no matter what, he just seems to get the points. Just the 2 losses as well. So it's as we said about Scott Brown, he just seems to hate that. He just seems to hate Clyde's number.
Yeah, he's been around a long time. He knows how to go about getting results, and it's, as you said, it's one of them things where players like scoring against team, but also managers sometimes get one up in their opposite number as well. And thankfully for us, we've got Jeremy Candida against Clyde.
Can we play you every week? Seems to come to mind. Right, let's hear what the manager had to say anyway.
I was really pleased with the result. I mean, I wasn't surprised, like, that, you know, we win the game, because I feel as though, you know, the 2 previous league games we've actually done okay in them. And, you know, even at half time on Saturday, we felt as though, you know, playing against the really crazy strong winds are a bit of an understatement, but I felt as though we had the beating of them, and we felt with that ourselves at half time. And but as I said to the players, like, there's no point in us getting to this stage in games and actually not seeing it through, and, you know, and coming out with nothing. You know, you kind of get plaudits for being okay and get nothing out of it. So, you know, to get in the second half and get the goals and get the result, it was just absolutely, it was fantastic. And it gets the monkey off the back a wee bit, because you get points in the board now, and hopefully we can move on. And, you know, I've seen after the game the elation and the players, and we just hope they get a wee bit of confidence with it, and we can, you know, we can move on.
Was the wind and the conditions a concern before the game?
Of course it was, but Clyde have got a fantastic AstroTurf pitch, and I think it kind of took the edge off the weather to a certain extent. The ball plays really well on it, and obviously they've got, you know, they've got three stands, and obviously a kind of a sporting complex, so there was a wee bit of protection to the wind, but when you were right in the middle of the park, God almighty, it was still really strong, you know, and sometimes it swirled about a wee bit, but, you know, I thought, you know, we played some really good stuff in it. I think obviously that's because the parts are good and all. But if you guys at Peter Reid, I'm not saying we've played in as bad as that before, because I don't think we have, but, you know, we're quite used to playing in windy games, you know what I mean? So that was fine. It was fine. We just scored that.
You mentioned that their pitch, does that pitch suit your kind of style of play then? Does that help you play?
I don't know what style of play we've got, to be honest. Clyde did a way of playing on Saturday where they wanted to play for inside their own box you know, we pressed them really high up the park and we get a lot of joy out of it. I mean, what I encourage your players to do is try and play in the right areas where, you know, I've always done that and I won't change it. I'm maybe a bit old-fashioned, but I'm a great believer that, you know, if you try to play out when teams are pressing you, then you're only asking for trouble. What I'd like to do is like get the goalkeeper gets a hold of the ball and can get it to full backs quick and get, you know, playing counter attack quickly and get out. But I certainly just think that I always just encourage players to do what they're good at. And I thought our midfield three and Saturday were excellent. Fraser, McCarthy and Scott Brown, I thought they were excellent to see them. Two good footballers, you know, so they just go and play how they play, you know what I mean, and you've got wee boy day on one side and the wee boy Yulio Cam on the other side who were excellent. So, you know, if you can get them high up the park and get them doing what they're good at, then you play some good stuff. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the goal. I mean, I thought the first goal was an excellent goal just for the fact that, you know, was a good build up in the left back position. Ryan Conroy with a couple of good passes, 1-2, and then a great diagonal pass to the right. You know, for me, that was just good football, you know what I mean? So, you just encourage them to play in the right areas, and that's what we've done. And when Clyde had the ball, we just pressed the life out of them, you know.
You mentioned the first goal there. How pleased were you for Lyle to get his first goal, and how pleased overall have you been with him since he's joined?
I'm obviously delighted. I was delighted for him, obviously, to get his goal because he took it brilliantly. Because it's a long diagonal, and I think he basically scores it in two touches. His first touch is his control inside the fullback, and then his second touch is he lashes it past the goalkeeper, you know, and I think he's kind of excited the players a wee bit, you know, his teammates, and you could see they were so thrilled for him. You know, I think, I don't know if it's because he's so small, but if you actually look at his thighs, he's built like a tank. You know, he's got these big, strong thighs, and he's a fantastic athlete. He's probably the fittest at your club. So, you know, I like having really good ability. You know, he's got a chance to be boy, he'd been a good player, and to see a young player score, he's kind of a debut senior goal, was really pleasing. And as I say, his teammates, for me, I loved watching them celebrate, because it shows me that, you know, they care for each other, they've got a good spirit about them, and I really enjoyed that, and I was just delighted. I thought it was a game where we'd made failures, but I was quite happy for people to pick him out after the game, just because a lot of people tend not to play small players and all that, but I just think he's got so much about him that you know, if you're, if, it doesn't matter what size you're, as long as you've got a big heart and you've got good legs about you, and you're certainly an intelligent wee footballer, you know, then you'll keep yourself in the team.
And another small guy in the team, Stephen Boyd, he created the second goal. I guess what you were saying earlier on about them wanting to play for the back, that's kind of causing their own problems.
Well, it did, obviously, you know, in the second goal where, you know, we were just in such a good position the whole time to go and press, but you've got to do it with conviction. And I felt we'd done that, and then obviously we stole the ball off them for the second goal. But even at that, once we get in the position, you know, wee boy is really clever because he kind of shapes as though he's going to square it across the goal, or they're going to shoot, and then he, you know, he's a brilliant cut back into Scott Brown's path where, you know, Scott is a brilliant finish. So, you know, I was really pleased. I mean, you know, I listened to Danny Lennon's comments after the game, and they kind of, I said that, you know, when they suss Peter, you do it a wee bit. Well, you know, I think as long as they keep playing it like that, then if anybody can play it like that. I mean, even against Colton last week, we were pretty happy to go and press teams, you know, so I think it helps, you know what I mean? And for me, if they want to play like that, then they're not kicking the ball to good Willie. You know, who's obviously a big threat to them, so. So no, I just feel as though we've got good legs, you know, in the team with, you know, especially Scott Brown and McCarthy, they've got great energy in the middle. Gary Fraser did a wee bit of balance where he just sat up and was a wee bit quieter. And then we've got two good really wide players, you know, Boyd on one side and Wheeler on the other side. So, you know, it was pleasing. And then, you know, I'm not forgetting the performance of the guys at the back, because to play against a guy like Good Willie and basically keep him quiet for 90 minutes is a hard task.
I was going to say, because it's obviously pleasing to win games, but winning games and keeping clean sheets obviously adds that little cherry on the top.
Aye, it does, aye. And, you know, when you look at, you know, obviously Josh, he's not had a lot to do again, but, you know, he just looks confident in everything that he does. You know, with Kyle at right back, and I played Kieran at the centre half, because I just had a feeling about me that Kieran, he just loves defending, and you know, I just thought he would have been a good one to go and get tight with Good Willie. And you know, when he came out of the Jason side, he dealt with him well also, so I just felt as though that was the way to go on Saturday. I know that sometimes you're not playing right back, but you know, Kyle's more comfortable. I just feel it right back than her. So no, I'm just delighted. I just thought it was a really good team effort. But as I say, the pleasing thing for me was just to see how happy they were after the game, and even the boys in the stand sit behind us, you know, even when Real Ale comes after, standing up and applauding them and all that, you know. So that's all healthy and it's all good.
And that makes it 8 wins in 11 matches against Clyde for yourself as Peterhead manager. Diane Lennon said he needs to try and figure it out. You're obviously quite happy to keep playing Clyde as often as possible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I heard that myself, and I don't know what he was wanting to figure out. Do you know what I mean? Because I just, if they want to play out and we're going to go and press them, then it's not their fault, you know what I mean? It's just, it's really them. They should know what to expect from us. So, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Clyde, and to be fair, I thought on Saturday their whole club really went out their way. You know, we went to Airdrie recently, and it was, you know, we were getting changed in the freezing cold and stuff like that, but Saturday Clyde really went out their way, you know, to help us, and they gave us 5 dressing rooms, and they gave us another area for a team talk, stuff like that. So, you know, it was good the way they looked after us, and you know, as far as even the team goes, I've got a lot of respect for Danny and Wee Murray, but, you know, as far as sussing us out or whatever, then you know, they should have done that by now.
So the next Saturday then, another away game, Montrose. Last season it was 2-4-3s, I guess, and you're now looking for that kind of results again.
I would take a reverse 4-3. But no, I mean, again, their pitch is one of the better ones. I know it's maybe not as good as Clyde's at the minute, because obviously Clyde's is newer, but it's always a decent AstroTurf pitch. And, we'll just go and just play as we've been playing, hopefully. We're at a wee bit of monkey off our back now that we've got points on the board, then we'll just go and we'll just play as we always do. We'll go and try and win the game, and we'll be back to the kind of a shape where we played against Dundee United Saturday, with a 4-3-3, and, probably that's the way we'll continue next Saturday, just because the boys done so well on Saturday. Boyd's probably going to be missing because he came off the strained hamstring. But Ben Arnold is fit again. Simon's close to being fit. And Big Gary hurt his ankle last Thursday night. But it wasn't too bad, so hopefully we can get some bodies back. But we won it last week because there'll be maybe a chance to keep them in the sidelines maybe for another week rather than rushing them back, you know. But, we'll go there and we'll look forward to the game on Saturday. It's just, personally, I just find it strange, you know, going to games where there's no supporters there. It's hard to get used to, you know.
I guess, and it makes your job slightly more difficult once you get Abdi back as well, especially with the guys that's in the team playing so well.
Well, that's what I'm looking for, and I would, if that's a problem I'm going to have to deal with, then bring it on, you know, because I want nothing better than that. I mean, obviously, we've not got a big squad anyway at the minute, but if you know, as I said to you last week, although we're going to be short of bodies against Cove Rangers, I knew the starting 11, if they played well, would run them close. And it was the same on Saturday. I knew that if they played well, so, you know, hopefully they all get a wee bit of confidence, you know, from that result, and then we can take that on to next Saturday, and then, you know, hopefully we get these boys back fit again. And he's giving me that headache that I would dream of.
So I think after hearing from Jim there, I think the most pleasing thing for him is the confidence that's grown in the team and that sort of team camaraderie that they've got.
Yeah, I think once the results start coming like they have, obviously a good result against Clyde, that'll breed confidence, and then hopefully we can take that in the game against Montrose. But as you said, the camaraderie the players will have, they're getting used to each other now, they're playing more regularly, they're meeting up. You know, train them as well. So hopefully that team spirit and bond will just continue to grow stronger and stronger.
And it's give us a little insight as to how the injuries are. Obviously, he said that Boyd is going to be missing. There's a huge doubt anyway. Simon Ferry should be fit. Ben Armour was obviously back on the bench. Gary McKenzie should be back as well. As I asked him, it's one of those kind of things as a problem as a manager for having all these players fit and try to get everyone back into the team again.
As a manager, it's probably the best problem that you are going to have, that you've got the talented players who, you know, you're struggling to find places in the team for them. We have spoken before, it's going to be a shorter season, so rotation will be good. But it shows you if a player's out and players can come in, you know, Lyle Cameron, for example, if you grab that opportunity, you really stick a claim for yourself to stay in the team. So I'm sure Jim will have a tough couple of days thinking about which team he's going to select for the game on Saturday, but it's probably a headache that he's delighted that he's got.
It sounds as though he'll stick to that sort of 4-3-3-4-5-1 formation. So it's really a question of, does he replace anybody and bring in somebody else? Does he have the fact that it's now going to be 3 games in 7 days? Does that come into his mind? Or does he just try and make as little changes as possible?
Well, that's the disadvantage Jim's got. So we're going to be playing 3 games in 7 days. The rotation of the squad will be needed. It's just a case of which game he prioritises. I'd be very surprised if any player played all three games, considering it's all within a week. So this is the time that he's going to have to sit down and think, fit game will he prioritise more important than others to try and make sure that we do well. I think the rotation will probably be more using the Kilty game on the following Tuesday, but it's one of them things that you've got your first win, you want to build on it. So for me personally, the main inclined to keep your strongest team for Saturday.
That in mind, then, does Ben Armour come straight in and replace Boyd, and does he play on the left and continue with Cook up front, or does Cook sort of go to a more natural left wing and you play Armour up front?
For me, I would probably put Ben up top and put Cook wide left. He's, as you said, he's more natural there. I think we've seen already this season that Ben has grown as a person and really gotten himself bolt up. So I think with his pace as well, we commented on that last season, that his injury just as a season curtailed in February was a big blow to him. So he's got that hunger, and I think putting him up top on Saturday would be the perfect tonic to try and get 3 points.
And Montrose on Saturday, they've got off to a sort of uneven kind of start. They've got one win, one draw, one loss in the league, which is a slightly better start to the season than they had last season, when they didn't. They only got 1 point in the first eight or something, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then, of course, beat us 4-3 and then won 6 in a row. So it's just it's a strange kind of time at Montrose at the minute.
Yeah, the only thing I did note from their opening three games is that they have conceded 7 goals. I think they're... I haven't seen much of this season at all, but I think certainly if we can get up them early doors, you know, if we get an early first goal, it's maybe one of them games that the game will open up. We've seen it last season. There's, you know, the open games with the 4-3s. But I think if we get out an early doors, get an early goal, it could be a game where you can get 2 or 3, because they look a wee bit ropey at the back going by the stats.
Yeah, and you and I, just before the games on Saturday, we sort of checked what's happening on Twitter and things like that, and we saw that Harry Cochran had signed for them.
Yeah.
And we both kind of went, that kind of went right. And right enough, I think he actually started on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I seen it come through on Twitter. It had been retweeted on my timeline, and I generally couldn't believe it. I thought it was maybe a similar sort of name, but I did not realise until I clicked on it that it was actually the Blake Place for Hearts. That is probably up there with one of the signings that you'll see in League One this season, if we go through other teams. Again, he said he's injury problems the last 18 months, but nevertheless, to get a player, even on loan until January, that is a really good bit of business by Montrose. And I think they've just recently taken in someone else as well.
Yeah, they've taken advantage of this loan window.
Yeah, and rightly so. That is a fantastic signing for them. And if they get even half the player at what Hearts had for that start of the season 2 years ago when he played 6 or 7 games, then they've got a really, really good signing.
And Jim mentioned again in that audio that it's another good pitch. So it should be it should sort of make for good football.
Yeah, I think notoriously doing a Montrose, Pierre Eden Montrose, had a really good game. We've seen that with the amount of goals that scored last season. It's neither team really are comfortable defending. So, you know, we've seen that with Pierre Eden last season and Montrose the way they've started this year. So hopefully it'll be an entertaining game, but ideally, it's one that we get the 3 points in, but I would take a boring 1-0 if it's going to go the way of us.
A boring 1-0 as opposed to the 4-3s for last season.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. As long as it's positive and we're getting the 3 points come up the road, then I'm delighted with however we play.
And if Cook could smash another goal like he did last season, then we'll be laughing.
Yeah, I think there was quite a few contenders within that game. I seem to remember Brown had one as well.
The two games, I think there was about 3 or 4 that were goal this season contenders.
Yeah,
And that first one, I think, as well, Montrose had 4. They scored 4, but it was 3 of them were like absolute worldies.
World, yeah.
as well. So surely it can't happen again. Yeah, no,
as long as it's in our favour, you know, we heard from Jim there, and he said he'd take a 4-3 reverse. We'd do the same. It's just about building on last week's result at Clyde, and hopefully getting that bit of momentum going into, you know, a busy week.
Yeah, and then obviously on the Tuesday night, the Betfred Cup restarts again. We're in a position where I than I think we were really ever expected it to be. We are joint top with St Johnstone and Dundee United on 6 points. So it's kind of all to play for still.
Yeah, I think even the most hardened Pure Heat supporter wouldn't have thought we'd be sitting here with 6 points coming into the Kelty game. It's a weird situation because it's one of them, you know, that if you beat Kelty, you put yourself in a very, very strong position. But on the flip side, come Tuesday night, if we have lost, then, you know, it's all back in the mix and you think that your good result and performance at Tannadice might count for nothing. Again, it'll come down to the team that Jim selects on the back of the Montrose result. Hopefully it's a positive one if you go into that game. But, if we win it, give ourselves a massive chance of going through.
The fact that St Johnstone and Dundee United also play each other on the Tuesday night could also, play to Peterhead's favour. Because obviously a win for either side just makes it slightly easier for Peterhead to go through. But of course, we need to win our game against Kelty first before we get sort of too far ahead of ourselves. Now, on paper, you would think, yes, it should be a fairly straightforward and I wouldn't say easy win, but it should be one we should be winning. But Kelty aren't going to be pushovers.
No, we've seen now they've started the season well. A couple of ex-Peterhead lads as well, so they'll care how Jim thinks and how they might set up. I don't think it'll be as easy as some people think. I do think it will be a really tough game. But the positive for us, if we can get a result at Kelty, we give ourselves a massive chance of going through. And as you said, Dundee United and St Johnstone playing as well. If we get a favourable result, then, everything's looking rosy. Where maybe 2 weeks ago, people were starting to doubt it, sitting bottom of the league with two defeats. It's amazing how things can change very quickly.
Yeah, and you mentioned Kelty's start. They've got 5 wins in 5 in the league, scoring 14 and only conceding 2. Hooper, Stevenson and Boyles obviously helped out their defence since joining for Peterhead. So again, it wouldn't be just as too much of a pushover. But bear in mind, this is a Kelty team that, given how circumstances would have been probably different, would have probably been playing in League 2, or may have been playing in League 2, I should say, because they may have played against Brora first. But they really want to try and stamp their authority in this kind of games. And these are probably the games that they would have, once the draw was made, probably realised, well, we might not get anything against St Johnstone and Dundee United. The game against Peterhead and the game against Beacons are the ones that we can try and get something out of.
Yeah, they're probably the same as us. We saw before that when the draw was made with Earmark, Kelty and Brechin as were games that are more favourable to get the result. They're probably doing the same with us, looking at Peterhead and Brechin. So I think the key thing in choosing it will be the attitude of the players, how they start the opening periods of the game, whether they allow Kelty to come onto them or whether we go and stamp with authority. And, we've started the season by pressing pretty high up the park. If we can really get in amongst Kelty and start on the front foot from the off, I think it gives us a good chance. But I think the biggest chance we have to win the game will be our mental attitude and how we start.
Yeah, absolutely. If we go one down early on, I think that would just obviously play straight into Kelty's hands. They've got nothing to lose, really. They're not expecting to do anything particular in terms of getting a result. So if they can just, if you allow them to play, get into the game and play, that's going to bode well for them.
Yeah, it's sometimes the worst games to play when you're playing a team that have really got nothing to lose. And as you just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the experience that Kelty's now got at the back with the ex-Peterhead lads, if they do go 1-0 up, they've got that experience that they can sit on and try and get the result. So, as I said, the main thing for us to get the win will be how we start the game, what application and the attitude of the guys.
But obviously, getting through Saturday first, relatively unscathed, hopefully not picking up any more injuries, because we heard from Jim there that the boys picked up an injury for the last Saturday. We're still waiting for a couple of guys to come back as well. So getting through Saturday unscathed and then getting into Tuesday as well would help.
Yeah, absolutely. there is players coming back, but equally there is maybe a few picking up knocks. And that's where the rotation in the squad will be really key in this next week. We've got, as you touched on earlier, three games within a week. It doesn't often happen at this level, but it does from time to time. And it is about how you use your squad. It is a smaller squad this season as well. And how he goes about it and prioritises the game will be the most important thing. Ideally, we'll win both games at Montrose and Kelty Hearts. But hopefully we get a positive result on Saturday, and that just gives us a bit more confidence going into the game on Tuesday.
But the take home from the weekend is that there is confidence there, there is a team bond, and it seems to be growing, and that now we just need to reflect into results.
Yeah, the performances, although we haven't gotten the results, I think the performances have been good generally since the restart. But as you said, it's that bond and just making it grow even stronger. The lads, you know, there's a lot of youngsters in the group as well, and that blend of experience and youth I think will be really good as the season progresses. And results breed confidence, and it is a results business, as Jim's mentioned before. So I think it is an important week. I know it's early on in the season, but if you can come away with, you know, two wins over the next couple of weeks, then I think we're in a really good position. And, yeah, we can look forward to, hopefully, a more successful season this year.
And on a side note, there's something we forgot to mention earlier on for the Clyde game was the natty new strip that the Blues were wearing, the new third strip.
Yes.
It looks good. I was over the moon with it. I think it looks really good.
Yeah, I do quite like it. It's not often that I do like a team's third kit, but no, this one I really do. Looking forward to being able to probably purchase it soon as well.
Well, as far as we are being told, that it should be available next week, next Monday, so it's a week commencing the 9th, along with the new old home shirt.
Yeah, it's a strange situation.
With the new sponsor on it as well, so that should be available next week as well, which is a good time for any last-minute Christmas ideas, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see when they come out. I might just purchase it for myself and not give it to anyone for Christmas.
I was a little hint to see if anybody was listening could buy it for you for your Christmas, but you have to get somebody that likes you enough. Who's listening on to buy it for you?
Difficult to find both.
Yeah, I know. Right, anyway, that'll do it for this week then. My thanks to Martin for joining me as always, we'd like to thank you all again for listening. We'll be back again next week, slightly later because of the Kelty game, but we'll see you all then. Cheers.